Hello everybody, it's Maria Furtek here and welcome to my 30-day journaling challenge. And also I'd like to say a very happy new year to you. I hope you've had a lovely Christmas and enjoyed welcoming in the new year last night. I know I certainly did. So today is the first day of 2020. Wow. And 2019 is now a closed chapter. So whatever happened last year, today is a new beginning and a new page of your life. So this 30-day journaling challenge is going to support your writing, is going to help you create a new habit that will only require literally about 5 minutes of your time each day, and it's going to benefit your health, well-being and mindset in a really positive way. So we're going to start off by spending some time looking at why it's important to actually write your thoughts down in the form of a journal. And then we're going to look at some of the key factors needed to create this habit. We'll look at how you can encourage yourself to write. We're also going to practice a lovely free flow writing process. And I'll be guiding you through that. It's a really beautiful exercise. I'll also share some tips to keep you on track with the challenge as we move through the 30 days and some ideas about how to change up your journaling routine to get the most from it. And then we'll move on to the daily inspirations and ideas to get those creative juices flowing with stories, anecdotes and coaching to help you on your journaling journey. So I really want this to be a fun and enjoyable activity for you. It's a chance for you to spend some quality time with yourself. It's really not meant to be just another activity to address on your to-do list. So I really want to set you out to enjoy exploring and experiencing this challenge and the benefits it will bring to you. So when you respond to the prompts by writing your thoughts and feelings down, you don't need to rush or stress. There's no right or wrong answers. There's no need to hurry. You're not looking for an end result or an essay. You know what? Some days you may only write a couple of words. Other days you may find yourself scribing until your heart's content. But what's really important is not forcing yourself. Journaling is a little bit like listening to the breeze on a summer's day and hearing it speaking to you, hearing it encouraging you with gentle whispers, taking the time to hear what needs to be heard from within. Now, if you've purchased a printed version of either the Month of Happiness Journal or the Appreciation and Gratitude Journal, then you're absolutely good to go. And you can write directly onto each page using the prompt at the top of the page to inspire your daily writing, and or using these hints and tips shared in the 30-day challenge to support you further, to get you writing and thinking about aspects of your day, your life and your experiences. But if you haven't got the printed version of the journal and you're using the PDF version, you still have all the information on a daily basis you'll need in order to get journaling. But you may like to either print it off for yourself or buy a lovely notebook to write your reflections in. Again, the ideas in the 30-day challenge will encourage you to fill those pages and help you to create this uplifting and joyful habit. And if you don't have any of the journals, then all you need to do to simply participate in the 30-day journaling challenge is find a notebook or create a folder to write in and capture your daily thoughts and reflections. However, if you're using this method, then be sure to remember to date each entry, as you'll find this useful at the end of the challenge to look back on. So with that said, let's kick off with an easy task today. So for day one, I want you to simply introduce yourself to yourself in your journal and also to the group if you'd like to. So today's question for you to reflect upon and answer is, who am I? Think about how you would introduce yourself to someone you just met. This may include your name, your identity, your roles, your job, practical details initially. But then once you've written all this down, ask yourself again, who am I? And see what else may come up for you. So that's it for today. Enjoy writing your answers to this response in your journal. And I'd really encourage you to share your reflections, observations, and if you want to, your own answers in the group. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow for day two.